This spring, WBEZ presents Patti Smith in conversation with Jeff Tweedy, Anita Franco, Patrick Radden Keefe with Gillian Flynn, and more. See the full lineup and register at wbez.org/events.
Viento Little Village Runners Club has faced many challenges. It had a dip in membership just after COVID, and recently it's had to cope with community tensions because of federal immigration agents. The Little Village neighborhood on Chicago's South Side has been a target of the Trump administration's deportation campaign, but Viento keeps running. WBEZ's Araceli Gomez-Aldana has the story.
Footage would have been perfect today.
Oh, yeah, right?
It's a mild December evening, and runners are beginning to gather on the corner of 26th Street and Central Park on the city's southwest side. They're a part of the Viento Little Village Runners Club. They get together three times a week, rain or shine. Viento means wind in Spanish. Jess Vergara, one of the run club's co-founders, thought it was the perfect name for their majority Latino run club in the Windy City.
Today is Tuesday. All right, today we got 4 miles. Hoy tenemos 4 millas.
Vergara is leading the run. And as she talks to the group, she's remembering a Sunday during the height of Operation Midway Blitz.
And I was running with Alex. And like, Little Village was so quiet. So quiet. And we're just like, man, none of the vendors are out. No one that we say good morning to every Sunday is out. And it was just like one of those, like, you know, you're kind of like reliving that secondhand trauma of watching it online. And you're like, man, they were right here on 26th and Kedzie.
The very next day, dozens of Border Patrol agents gathered at the Bean in downtown Chicago for a photo op. Instead of saying cheese, they reportedly shouted Little Village. There's no denying the neighborhood has been deeply affected by President Donald Trump's deportation campaign. The area, known for its bustling businesses and popular restaurants, now looks desolate. During Operation Midway Blitz, people didn't feel comfortable spending time outside because federal immigration agents were detaining and arresting people, often without probable cause or warrants. But despite the tension and anxiety, the Little Village Run Club continued running through the streets of their neighborhood.
One, you know, we're all brown. Two, we speak Spanish. Three, we're in a predominantly immigrant Mexican neighborhood. And we already knew that if we're running, given any reason, like, we could be targeted at any time.
Safety is a priority for Vergara. She doesn't want anyone running to be detained by the feds. So Vergara and her co-captains came up with workarounds. Before each run, she communicates with the other run captains. They check if there are any verified sightings of federal officers. Then they make the call to run as a group or cancel. Last fall, many of the runners were training for the Chicago Marathon during the height of Operation Midway Blitz. And they spent a lot of time discussing if they needed to cancel their scheduled runs.
Our community is literally under attack and we can't run. And I think a lot of other run clubs were like, oh. You guys are not just dealing with, you know, the weather. You're dealing with a lot more stuff. So that's kind of how we really mitigated it and navigated the whole, I don't know, what was it, like 3 months, 4 months?
It
felt like the longest time ever.
Vergara mapped out routes, identifying safe havens in case agents targeted them. Members provided emergency contacts. The club held Know Your Rights trainings for runners and their families. And a new rule is now in effect. No one runs alone.
Reminder, route is from here to Cosner.
Vergara says it's disheartening to need these measures just to run in their community, but she says federal agents could come back at any moment. Vergara says she's also seeing signs of resistance around her neighborhood. She says even though they've been through a lot, she feels like Little Village is united. Araceli Gomez-Aldana, WBEZ News.
All right, let's go.
I want to wear it right now.